Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With you tonight is Ian
and Nicholas Mountaineer.
Whether you want to talk about the new DUI check mandates on all new vehicles starting as early as 2026, the California town that has declared independence apparently, or maybe not quite, but we can talk about all those things, or somebody else brought up, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse on trial. So anything that's on your mind, it goes here at 603-283-6160. Coming up also, Peakless Mountaineer, you've got some, I'm sure, terrible green financial future plan by some, what, bankers or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to tell us about. That's on the way, but back to your phone calls and thoughts first. We've got Ghost calling us from Columbia, South Carolina. Listener on WQXL there on FM. Go ahead, Ghost.
Hey, I was listening earlier when Jerome called in, and I hear this guy calling like every week or on the weekends.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, like, that mindset that people have where they just believe everything the mainstream media tells them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the mainstream media believes everything the government tells them.
Well, I'll just say, yeah, like, I don't think a lot of people realize the CIA infiltrated these mainstream media news organizations.
Well, heck, a bunch of them actually hire CIA people to be their analysts.
Sure, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, yeah. And they've been doing that since at least the 50s, and then it was in the 1970s when Operation Mockingbird came to light,
mm-hmm.
which they said they quit doing that. Yeah, right. They're still doing that.
Well,
right.
You know, when the CIA says that they've stopped a program, I mean, you trust spies, right?
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name. One of the directors said, I think the quote was, "Our disinformation campaign will be complete once everything the American public believes is false."
That's exactly
right. I think
right.
That was one of the CIA directors said that.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, these people are known liars. They're sociopaths.
Oh, yeah, there was a CIA director that's like, you know, when I was at West Point, they taught us, you know, not to lie and not to steal and not to cheat. And that's my job now. And, yeah, of course they're lying. Why on earth would they not lie to us?
I just don't understand how people can't question that and think for themselves. Like, they just believe it all, like the gospel, like the Bible, man.
They were raised in government schools, right? Like, government gang had their clutches into them for at least 13 years in most young people's cases. Some of them
it
went
is
even longer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of them went even longer, and they went into government college where they continued to be indoctrinated. And then they went in, they, you know, go into the normal life where they're consuming media, which, of course, is run by people who've been indoctrinated. If they aren't themselves CIA, you know, handlers or, you know, controlled or whatever, they at the very least have gone through those years of education.
Yeah,
so
a decade or two of government indoctrination is one thing. And it's also because it's a valid question of, like, okay, when you have access to information that absolutely disproves the idea that these people are serving you, why do you not, you know, incorporate that into your worldview? And a big part of it is this. This is the biggest kid on the playground, and they just don't ever want to believe that that's not their friend.
So basically, they're the enemy of the people. And another point is, you look at who owns the mainstream media, these mega corporations.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few of them that own, like, all of TV, and they're owned by the same people. They're owned by, you know, most of the shares are owned by BlackRock and Vanguard.
Oh,
they
yeah.
own Fox and CNN. That's the whole left-right paradigm just right there for you. They're using it to divide and conquer and control people's minds.
Oh, yeah. BlackRock and Vanguard own, last I checked, almost every piece of information source that anyone goes to. I mean, if you want to get away from CNN, what do? You Google it, right? Well, wouldn't you know it, that BlackRock and Vanguard Group, they also own Google and Apple.
Now, who are these people? Isn't it BlackRock like a Chinese real estate company or what?
No, that's a different one. The Chinese one that's been in financial trouble recently. But no, BlackRock and Vanguard are these holding companies that just own these massive, massive swaths of the largest corporations in the country. Mm. Well,
and Vanguard is the guys who own BlackRock are Vanguard. Most of the shares of BlackRock are from Vanguard. And if you want to know who owns Vanguard, that's these international bankers like the Rothschild family and J.P. Morgan's and all these people. They hide all their wealth in these groups like Vanguard Group, and then they funnel all their money around using foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros, and what's the other one? Oh, yeah, the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, and one of the fun tricks that I've seen is where they actually own the shares of their own company so that it becomes even more difficult to and more obscured to find out who's running these things. But
they own all the governments. It's all control. It's all scripted. Mm-hmm. You can see these montages where they have, you might have seen these, where they clip together all the different news stations across the country, and they're all saying the exact same thing, like a script, like, this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
So here's the thing. So, I mean, yes, these sources of information are absolutely controlled by the same thing. However, that's a smokescreen. So, sure, if you, I wanted to get off of MSNBC, so I Googled it, or I went on to YouTube, which are in fact the same thing.
Sure.
However, there are these other sources. So, like, right now, there's a bunch of people who are hearing us through the extraordinary power of really simple syndication, and they just get on their podcatcher and get the podcast. And that is nearly unstoppable as long as the information is still being hosted. And that's not a centralized source of information.
Well, you're right, Pekos. There are bright spots out there on the internet, but you have to seek those, right? Like, we're not on your local cable channels in most markets.
Absolutely right.
We're not on, the big broadcast television networks or whatever. We've done pretty well for a small radio show now on 185 plus radio stations. So we do get to actually bring these ideas to a wide audience. But we're unusual in the world of pro-liberty content out there. There's dozens of libertarian podcasts, but if you're not looking for them, you're never going to find them.
Well, and that's exactly the trick. You have to go seeking information.
Yeah.
And it's out there if you want to get it. I mean, you know, we're also on Library and Odyssey. Again, you got to go looking for it. And, I mean, I remember at the late 90s, the early 2000s, when a lot of individuals had their own little website where they could talk about what was on their mind.
Sure.
And then Facebook comes along. Well, I mean, MySpace originally. But these companies come along and they're like, don't bother to make your own website.
We'll just give
you the website that everyone's making anyway. It's just a really simple format, and you just put your data in, and we'll make it for you, which seemed good at the time.
Until you can't say that.
Right. Because it's not your website, it's theirs.
Ghost, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just want to say I just hope people would actually question these people and, you know, don't believe all the scamdemic nonsense out there. And I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, Ghost. Appreciate hearing from you. Great points tonight, man.
Well, and I really hope that the people who are seeing through it now don't go back to sleep when things shift around.
Oh, yeah, Republicans get elected or whatever, right?
I mean, all of these news sources that were lying us into war, the left was very awake to that. Mm-hmm. They were very well aware that we were being lied into a disastrous and murderous war that we are still in. They knew that then, and they've gone back to sleep and started trusting ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN.
Right. And trusting Pfizer and a lot of these drug companies that many of them were skeptical of just as recently as the year 2020 when Trump was in charge.
Yeah, I mean, Did we forget to be against corporations on the left?
Apparently they did. Yeah, they completely forgot that.
So I really hope that people can just stay awake to the things that they're awake to now as things shift.
603-283-6160. You can join us. We got time for you here on Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phone, live Saturday show. You can bring up what you want. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Pico's Mountaineer.
We're brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? You can click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. There's an introductory video. Actually, there's a series of them. But if you just watch the first one, I think it's going to take all of 3 minutes of your time, and you will get down some of the basic concepts you need to understand about why Bitcoin is so important, why cryptocurrency is making such an impact, what makes it so different from the government monies and the big banker monies that we've been foisted, or, you know, been foisted upon us for our whole lives. What is this all about? Bitcoin.com can help answer those questions, and then you can dig in further if you like. They've got lots more information there. Again, just click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com, and they've also got the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. In fact, we were just talking about alternatives to the mainstream media that is controlled by just a select group of corporations with, you know, similar investors and the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg Group and all these people that are the bigwigs out there that want to completely control your life. They want total power over you because they got plenty of money. They want power over you. And so we were talking about that and talking about media alternatives. Like, we're unusual. Free Talk Live is an unusual show because we're on broadcast radio. And so we have the opportunity to just kind of get random tune-ins, basically, which is nice. That's kind of like we're just sort of this beacon out there of the ideas of liberty that sadly is really the only one with any consistency, with any principle on broadcast radio. Years ago, I had hoped that this would, like, catch on and that we would have competitors out there and, like, there would be other liberty-oriented shows.
That'd be nice.
Who could do it better than we can. But no, they have never come about, and there's really no other show out there, unfortunately, on broadcast radio like this. There are dozens of great liberty-oriented podcasts out there, great little internet shows run by various different people of some renown or not so renown, but you have to be looking for content like that in order to find it, whereas people could just sort of accidentally discover Free Talk Live. So there's a real value in, I think, what we do here. We can be that kind of initial dose of freedom for people, and then get them wanting to learn more and get them digging in deeper into the lesser discussed issues or more esoteric ends of these things. So,
well, and something that's really worth mentioning just about the nature of the human nervous system. So if danger comes at you, you will revert to the simplest part of your nervous system, which is the fight, flight, or freeze mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So if this, you know, if potentially dangerous things are being given to you, and we all know that the corporate media will scare you as much as possible just to get more views.
Sure.
So if this, you know, potentially dangerous information is coming at you, then you will revert to the simplest possible parts of yourself. And if, on the other hand, you are seeking out potentially dangerous information, it activates a completely different part of your nervous system.
Mm.
So that's the part of your nervous system that goes, okay, I can figure out new tools. That's the complex part where you're like, I can make alliances. I can find people who know more than me and find out what they know. I can, you know, set up new tools to deal with these potential situations.
But you have to make a choice to operate in that state.
Exactly. You have to go seeking the dragon in its lair, metaphorically speaking.
Well, and one of the problems, of course, that people run across, you know, we're coming back to the question of why people are so obedient, why people are so clueless about what's really going on out there, and why are they, you know, just doing what they're told and believing everything that the media, you know, spits at them. Because it's convenient, you know,
yeah.
Because if you actually do step out of line, if you actually do question the state, if you question the status quo, well, as we saw in the year 2020 most recently, you're going to lose some of your so-called friends.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be some people who you thought were your friends who are going to put you on the outs if they discover that all of a sudden it turns out you don't share the values that they thought you shared, which is, you know, just believing what you're told and going along to get along, and oh my God, you don't want to wear a mask? In fact, where there was a story that is about the Thanksgiving holiday coming up where some large number of people, let me see if I can pull it up here, it's at the top of Drudge Report right now, 3 out of 5 are banning unjabbed relatives from their holiday gatherings.
Disgusting.
So there are literally people who are turning out their own family members over a question of, are you going to put an experimental drug in your veins? That is what is dividing families, let alone friendships that have been...
And it's just so much more convenient to get the free jab and the donut or beer that comes with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you are anti-American if you don't just do what you're told, right? Don't Americans do what they're told? Isn't that what it means to be an American, is to just obey?
Yeah, suddenly I'm supposed to protect you and the vaccine isn't?
Let's go to your phone calls. David's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
I'm glad to hear that the country is self-dividing, so we don't have to choose up sides. They're helping us do it.
Yeah, it can't happen soon enough.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And people better think carefully about which side they want to be on, because one side or the other will win. And I find it interesting. It might be helpful to other people. A technique I've been doing to fight our government, to fight our courts, like in the state of New Mexico. The court system here, family and children. Here is something that I have done that, and I'll tell you the interesting result that you can see for yourself and apply the techniques if you want yourself. What I did is I took a statement of fact that is verifiable in the state's own records, and I made a little blurb, and I attach this blurb to everything that I post that's related to this on every different venue forum that I post to around the internet that people typically post to. And this blurb says, notice, public, legal, warning, danger, assisted by New Mexico Court of Appeals proven child traffickers, judges John J. Romero Jr., that's John J. Romero Jr., and M. Monica Zamora, that's M. Monica Zamora, Nicole Maderia Elitch, and Kurt Odin Elitch are committing domestic and child abuse by parental alienation. Do not spend time or money in New Mexico. I've attached that to everything that is related that I posted for many years. And as a consequence of that, if you search my name, David Brent Olson, David Olson 333, or any of the names that I listed, like Judge John J. Romero Jr. or M. Monica Zamora, you will find your landing page there on Google or whatever is filled with what I just read to you. And this is all truthful, so it's not defamation. Mm-hmm. And even better, if somebody wants to accuse me of defamation, I invite it, because guess what happens if you accuse me of defamation?
Going to court.
You've got to take me. Yeah, you got to go to court, and you depose me, and I depose you. And I get even more information than what I've got now. So, anyway, that's a little bit of interesting real life there that I find to be interesting and helpful.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. Now, will this schism that's happening, will this lead to a civil war? There's a lot of talk about that out there. There's a lot of people that are voting with their feet. They're moving to a place that's more like them. I think that's a way to avoid a civil war person.
Indeed.
Let's get into it. On the way here, you can join us, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld its decision to put on hold an order by President Joe Biden to require COVID-19 vaccines. A three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirmed its ruling despite the Biden administration's position that halting implementation of the vaccine mandate could lead to dozens or even hundreds of deaths.
Biotechnology company Moderna Therapeutics has officially begun large-scale testing of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine on America's youngest children. Dr. James Conway, professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine.
This is kind of the final frontier in terms of COVID research. The other groups have been studied. Vaccines have been available. This is the last group that needs to be vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News. Thousands of Australians took to the streets of Melbourne to protest over both a vaccine mandate and a proposed bill which would give Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews more power to declare a pandemic and impose lockdowns. Melbourne has experienced some of the longest and strictest COVID-19 lockdowns in the world. Melbourne's total number of days in lockdown since the beginning of the pandemic totaled 262. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Friday said the rise in gas prices makes a stronger case for doubling down on green energy policies.
Doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we are not relying on the fluctuations and OPEC and their willingness to put more supply and meet the demand in the market.
Joe Biden's first order of business in taking office was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline and then ask OPEC for more oil. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, open calls here, live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Nicholas
Mountaineer. We had the news earlier tonight. That you shared about a California city, Oroville, in the northern section of California that has not quite declared independence, but has declared itself a constitutional republic city and is reserving the right to ignore and refuse to enforce anything that is an executive order from either the state or the federal government that they think is unconstitutional. So kudos to them for that. And there's just been a large amount of discussion in recent weeks and months, especially about civil war or secession. Now, you don't have to have a war over secession, but a lot of people think you do. Like, when you start talking about peaceful secession, a lot of people just don't understand that secession can actually be peaceful, and in many cases has been peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the Civil War in the United States, not that attempt at secession, and certainly not the U.S.'s attempt to secede from the U.K., which is, of course, what formed the United States in the first place. So, you know, in our history, it hasn't been particularly peaceful, but you don't have to go back very far. Brexit is a fine example of something that happened within the last several years that was a completely peaceful secession from the European Union in that particular case. The EU did not invade Great Britain. There were not any shots fired. No one died in the process. It was an ugly political procedure, but it didn't get violent. And so it doesn't have to be like that.
And it's worth pointing out that that's become more and more common as we've come closer to the current era.
Yes, that is true. But nonetheless, whenever you bring up secession, the biggest objections, the most common objections are almost always, well, that was settled with the Civil War, or they'll invade you. is what you most usually hear. It's like people just believe that the U.S. government will drop bombs or roll in tanks on any U.S. state that decides to call it quits on the Union. And so there's an interesting article over at unheard.com entitled, Would America Survive a Civil War? And I'm just going to jump down to the part of the story where they actually look at the question of what would it actually look like? Because we've said here before on the air that they're not going to roll in tanks because, and they're not going to drop bombs because they're going to kill their own loyalists in that case. And that alone would look really bad, let alone how bad it would look to simply invade a place where people have friends and family members. And
especially when you're trying to project an image of being a peaceful democracy that, you know, needs to regulate everyone else's country.
Yeah, so let's get into it here. They point out that obviously one of these civil wars would not be your typical military versus military. If the U.S. military got involved, it would be up against counterinsurgency. And in a counterinsurgency warfare, according to Unheard, everything that makes the U.S. armed forces so-called great, like high-tech weapon platforms with immersive or immense destructive power, are not just useless, but counterproductive. A tank parked outside a shopping mall in Idaho will either spend its time shooting at nothing or be at a very high risk of killing innocent American civilians for the high crime of looking suspicious. Droning American weddings, like the Afghan weddings, does very little to advance the goals of a counterinsurgency. If anything, it only makes the relatives of the dead more likely to fight. And we found that out pretty crystal clear in Afghanistan.
Insurgent math.
And 20 years later, the U.S. left. The U.S. armed forces are also at least an order of magnitude too small to do the job effectively. During Operation Banner, the British military deployed at most 20,000 soldiers in Northern Ireland to keep a lid on that wayward province. The U.S. armed forces consist of about 1.3 million active duty personnel. But that's spread out over five branches. So you get the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and only a small minority of military personnel are actually combat troops. It's thus very unlikely that the armed forces could scramble more than 100,000 regulars willing to do the job of holding an M4 and patrolling down the main street of any town, Texas. To put that into perspective, Northern Ireland is about 2% the size of Texas. So remember, the Brits put 20,000 soldiers in Northern Ireland. How many could the U.S. military realistically put in even a place as large as Texas? Then there's the fact that the most significant political split in America is between rural areas and coastal metropolises, and the armed forces are reliant on the very areas it would be tasked with policing as far as recruiting its soldiers. Red America is overrepresented within the armed forces, and this won't change. As such, the U.S. doesn't just have too few soldiers, it has potentially unreliable ones, and the more brutality is used against recalcitrant red states, the more these soldiers will be ordered to fight and kill their own friends and family. A recipe for serious mutiny and disobedience.
I can't help but be reminded of the fact that the candidate that received the greatest amount of donations from military personnel when he was running was Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, by and far.
By a huge margin. Yeah. So, I mean, the idea that they do actually, you know, support, I mean, for one, the idea of keep your agreement here. We had this, you know, thing that they told us was why we have a country is that we have this constitution, and yet it is constantly being violated. So, certainly the fact that we have rights, including in some ideas, secession, is pretty darn popular among the armed forces.
Yeah, and a lot of them, you know, presuming they're supporting Ron Paul, whose stated goal was to withdraw the U.S. military from the, you know, its 700-plus bases or whatever all around the planet and bring them home, it's clear that they like the idea of coming home, right? Mm-hmm. And not so they can occupy as an occupying force in the streets to keep their own people down. So I think it would be very unpopular to actually try to, you know, for the U.S. military to invade another state. But there's more. There's now an elephant in the room, he says. In the case of an American drone pilot accidentally blowing up a wedding in Afghanistan, the Afghan relatives of the slain have very little recourse. If an American drone pilot blows up an American wedding, however, that drone pilot and his or her family live somewhere in the United States. Given the likely unreliability of some significant parts of the armed forces, the name and address of the most hated butchers are unlikely to stay a secret for long. In Northern Ireland, for example, the provisional IRA not only attacked soldiers, they made a habit of assassinating the officers, commanders, and politicians, both for revenge and as a display of might. From Lord Mountbatten to a near miss against Margaret Thatcher herself, to a score of less well-known targets, the IRA illustrates just how difficult it is to protect against an enemy that can simply choose to not wear a uniform before their enemies visit. And now, with all that said, how likely is it there will be some sort of civil conflict in the near or mid-future for the U.S.? Unfortunately, the correct answer here may very well be that it's not terribly unlikely. What is significant about America today is not that it's nearing its 250th birthday, but rather the clear and advanced signs of sickness in the body politic. The ranks of America's military are now sullen and battered after 20 years of failed nation building, while its higher officer corps is increasingly alienated from the world of its grunts, mirroring that same cultural, economic, and social divide that is currently poisoning civilian life in the U.S. The legitimacy of its elite has been shaken repeatedly, and faith in the electoral process itself is now rapidly declining among large segments of the electorate.
Ain't that the truth?
America is currently a malarial swamp of strange new faiths, creeds, soothsayers, and itinerant prophets, from Q to vaccine scientism to various forms of pseudo-Gnosticism centered around trans people. To a student of history, this should also be familiar and quite an ominous sign. France in the 1780s had its own scientism and mesmerism, and Russia in the 1910s and 80s was rife with soothsayers and itinerant preachers of strange new faiths. Most ominously of all, however, looms the growing supply crisis. This crisis would be tolerable if it merely implied a lack of variety at the grocery store. In such a case, 2020's America might have just ushered in a new golden age of Soviet-style political jokes, but it's also creating havoc in the productive economy itself, denying farmers the spare parts to run their harvesters, and car manufacturers the metals they need to make cars. The longer the crisis goes on, the more broken the economy will become, and the more painful the necessary reforms will be once America's elites truly wake up to the danger. And the best thing we can do to head all this off is to say goodbye sooner rather than later, and do it peacefully. The idea that they're going to roll in tanks just doesn't make any sense from any analysis of reality on this. Now, you want to weigh in? You can do that here. Plus, coming up, we'll talk about the bankers. They've got themselves a plan to save green finance.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Yeah. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. Live Saturday show number 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian.
And Big was not there.
603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about independence or dependence on things like the banking system, that's what we're going to get into coming up here, you can join us again, 603-283-6160, and join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You want to download archives. Of course, we have a podcast. You mentioned earlier how simple it is to get a podcast client or a podcatcher or whatever they're you know, terms are these days for them, an RSS reader. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com and you'll find our main podcast and some alternatives there as well that you can subscribe to. One of them, for instance, has just the full episodes of the show. The other has just the digest episodes for those of you that are pressed for time and want just, you know, the highlights of Free Talk Live. You can get all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com, or just go to the front page of the site and download the latest shows right there from the little podcast widget that we have there. You just click the share button, and then the download link will appear. So it's super, super easy over at freetalklive.com. And Peakless Mountaineer, you had a story tonight.
Before we get into that second story, I just wanted to make a comment about the one that you just covered.
The Civil War.
Right. So I remember that the reason that we were putting up with all of the atrocities that were being done in the Middle East is fight them over there so that we don't fight them over here.
That's what they kept saying.
Right. Well, we're already here. Let us go so you don't have to fight us here. Just seems
peacefully.
To me, yeah, seems to me a nice, reasonable thing to do. Like, if you're willing to put up with all of this, how about being willing to put up with us leaving so that you don't have to fight anyone here?
Right, because why do you want to keep fighting with the other side, whatever that side is? And now we're not on either the right or the left here on Free Talk Live, which is why we want libertarians to move to New Hampshire so libertarians can have their own place. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jeremy Kaufman from the Free State Project who was pointing out that actually what the Free State Project is doing, which is trying to migrate libertarians to New Hampshire, is actually good for the authoritarians. Like, we're helping each other now. And the point of this is it's good for the authoritarians in the other 49 states. Because the freedom people are leaving those places. The best activists are leaving.
That implies we were effective before.
Well, we weren't that effective before. But that said, not having freedom people in those places makes them that much more effective. Whatever, you know, that is. They're more
near
effective.
Zero.
They're more effective now, though, because, you know, they don't have to oppose us. They don't have to argue with us. They don't have to, you know, do anything. Because the freedom people are leaving those places. The best of the best are moving to New Hampshire. And so we're becoming almost, you know, now I'm not going to say unstoppable yet, but we're definitely a force to be reckoned with here in New Hampshire, and they hate it. So all they have to do is move into any one of other 49 states that will be much more to their liking, and some of them are very much more to their liking. And so it's a simple move for them, and it's an easy move for us. So everybody benefits from this arrangement of seeking a better place, of seeking a more a place that's full of people that are like you.
I mean, let's face it, the idea of California and Texas being the same place is insane. And no one wants that. The people in California don't want to be attached at the hip to Texas. The people in Texas don't want to be attached at the hip to California.
Right.
So let's let them knock it off.
Right. And the same thing's true with the righties and the lefties. You know, a lot of people, when they hear California is talking about independence, a lot of people on the right, they get it. They're like, okay, great. Go.
Right.
And the same thing should be said from the people on the left about the people on the right going to Texas and seceding from the United States. Awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to live with those people, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't want to be attached to either of those people.
Exactly.
Let's have our place, they'll have their place, and they'll have their place. And we'll all just get to live with the people we want to live with. What a wild idea.
And we'll just have, it'll be so much more peaceful. Of course, then we'll find other things to disagree with each other on. But as you said, you know, then we'll split ways from the limited government guys, and it'll be
we'll
limited
disagree
government
with in a much less violent way that way.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean,
fundamental.
When you're trying to take the reins of power in politics, it's violence.
Yes.
And it's a violent way to disagree with each other.
Yeah, it's a threat.
When we don't have to do that anymore, then we can disagree with each other peacefully. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I don't want to be saddled with all of those people's issues and all of their demands, and they don't want to be saddled with us either. So let's just agree to disagree and go our separate ways.
Yep.
In peace. So with that in mind, Peakless, you've got another story for tonight. This one's about bankers and green finance.
Yep. From unlimitedhangout.com. Alliance.
Sounds like all the bad things together.
Yeah, Alliance announces quote-unquote green plan to transform the global financial system.
Hmm.
So there was this meetup, the COP26, and most of the people talking about this are really hung up on very minor details. And no one seems to be taking in the big picture of, like, this is a move toward total global control. So, let's go ahead and talk about that part.
Yeah, what are they proposing here?
So, the most powerful private financial interests in the world, under the cover of the COP26, have developed a plan to transform the global financial system by fusing with institutions like the World Bank and using them to further erode national sovereignty in the developing world.
Lovely.
Yeah. On Wednesday, a quote-unquote industry-led and UN-convened, unquote, alliance of private banking and financial institutions announced plans at the COP26 conference to overhaul the role of global and regional financial institutions, including the World Bank and IMF. That's International Monetary Fund,
mm-hmm.
as part of a broader plan to, quote-unquote, transform the global financial system.
Okay, but what does that actually mean?
Well, so this whole thing where we have all of these different countries having different rules, where maybe they actually listen to the people in their region from time to figure that out, nah, no more of that.
They want banking rules to be set from the top down.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, global climate change is a global problem with a global governance solution.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what climate change has anything to do with international banking.
Well, basically it comes down to, if we can stop you from spending your money in bad ways, then we can cut your carbon emissions.
Hmm. All right, tell me more.
Let's see. The officially stated purpose of this proposed overhaul, per Alliance members, is to promote the transition to a quote-unquote net zero economy. That's a net zero carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's ever happened. I mean, since man figured out fire, he has been producing carbon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good luck, guys. However, the group's proposed reimagining of the international financial institutions, according to their recently published progress report, would also move to merge these institutions with the private banking interests that compose the alliance. Create new system of global financial governance, quote-unquote.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, it rather does. It's not a global government. It's just global financial governance. Totally different. It's totally different. And erode the national sovereignty among developing countries by forcing them to establish business environments deemed, quote-unquote, friendly to the interests of the alliance members. In other words, the powerful banking interests that compose the group are pushing to recreate the entire global financial system for their benefit under the guise of promoting sustainability.
Sure. Yeah, they're just painting the word green on whatever sort of total financial dominion plan that they've got.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is announcement time, basically. So any of the people who've been like, no, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. They'll never be doing that. They'll never institute a global banking control structure. No, they're
talking about it. Yeah.
Like they announced it. They came out on COP26. We, the bankers, are going to save the world from you dirty polluters who just think you can spend your money any which way you feel like.
Oh, and of course they're going to trot out this ridiculous claim about Bitcoin being so bad for the environment, right? Oh, it takes so much energy to mine Bitcoin. We've got to stop Bitcoin to save the environment.
Yeah, to save the environment, we've got to make sure that we can keep fueling the largest polluter on the planet, the U.S. military-industrial complex.
Sure. Yeah.
We've got to make sure that we can keep firing those depleted uranium rounds into whichever place we feel like, anytime we like.
Now, of course, the banks aren't going to propose shutting off their own lights and turning off their own computers because, you know, if you add up the total number of computers and overhead lights and all the things that power the banking industry, every ATM machine, all their BS, that's way more than the power consumption of all cryptocurrencies combined.
By far. Yeah. And people will say, but yours is exponentially growing. Have you noticed that our warfare state is also exponentially growing?
Cryptocurrency is the way out of this. This is the only way to avoid this global financial catastrophe that is coming and avoid pouring more of your wealth into the violent governments of the world. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us between now and tomorrow night online over at freetalklive.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.